Now, joining us, of course, this morning is Dr. Leah. We haven't had her.
I know, we miss Dr. Leah.
Because we need her. I sent her an email, and I'm going to talk to her about this after her tip, but because I really am getting confused about natural remedies, what I should and shouldn't use. It's really important. So welcome, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
It's, you know, there's so many choices out there, but I want you to give your tip first, and then I'm going to ask you a question.
Well, my tip is about New Year's resolutions.
Yes,
you
very
know,
important.
We all make them.
Perfect. Yes.
And say, I'm going to stop eating chocolate. Well, maybe not that one.
Not that one.
I'm going to work out, lose 10 pounds.
Yes, that one.
When people say those things, they're not really saying them with the intention of doing it all year. I mean, they say it thinking, I'm going to do that, and
right.
it's going to be it all year. We need to plan shorter goals. I work this way better. If I say, okay, this month I'm going to really focus on whatever it is, eating more broccoli or something. And then try and just focus on that one thing.
Right.
Because they say that if you can do something for 21 days, mm-hmm. then you can make a habit out of it.
Right.
It's something that happens more readily. So if you can do it every day for 21 days. But choose smaller increments of resolutions or promises to yourself. I think that it works much better. We don't get disappointed in ourselves. And you can make a list even of things that you want to do for the year, but put them in, like, this is what I'm going to do for January. This is what I'm going to do for February. I think it really helps a lot more. I tell my patients that all the time. Let's do this week.
Baby steps.
Try and get through this week. Yeah. And see what happens.
It's really hard, Dr. Leah, though. It's very hard because what you do is about December 1st, you go, I can't take it anymore. I have to lose weight. I have to be healthy. I can't take it anymore. And you say, but you tell yourself, I'll start January 1st,
right?
Everybody does that. Okay, it's Christmas and I have to go to all these parties and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And but then January comes and you start. And then, for instance, Rochelle and I are on the cabbage
soup diet.
I know. And
We're very cute together at lunch.
So but Rochelle has an event Saturday night. So, okay, what's going to happen? You're going to have to eat something beside cabbage soup. See, this is what gets in your way. It gets in your way.
Life.
Life gets in our way. And that's what, that's the biggest challenge. So 21 days of eating broccoli, what do you do when you have all these events? Because Rochelle and I go to so many events because of our business. And how do you do this, Dr. Leah? That's the hardest part.
You don't limit yourself to such a restricted diet, for one thing.
Well, I know.
I mean, ideally, you shouldn't just say, I'm going to do the cabbage diet or I'm going to do the whatever diet.
I know.
But you should see how much cabbage we're eating. We're not restricting ourselves to cabbage.
Too much cabbage, though. I mean, too much, you can actually suppress thyroid function.
Oh, stop it!
So, I mean, you got to be careful.
Is that why I have a headache?
Some of those kind of things are what are called goitrogens.
I'm not kidding you. I have been having a headache for days.
You just started the cabbage soup diet.
Yeah,
that's what happens when we get too extreme. Sometimes when you say, I'm going to add some fish and more vegetables.
We've been doing that. We're having protein with it.
And we really do know the right way to eat, for heaven's sakes. I mean, how old are we? We know. It's not that, but I did what you just said about cabbage. That's kind of an eye opener.
That's very important for people
I mean,
to know that.
A head of cabbage went in that soup.
I got a head and a half. I eat more than she does.
That can cause problems.
It can.
So it's like we need to do all that kind of stuff in moderation. Some things you can probably eat a lot of and it's going to be okay. But cabbage and some of those in that cabbage family can actually suppress thyroid. And if you have thyroid issues, you don't want to do that.
That's very interesting,
okay,
Dr.
Leah. Okay, cabbage soup's out.
And I brought another container for us today.
I think it's okay to have cabbage soup for lunch.
Right.
You just don't have to have it for dinner.
Right.
Right.
Maybe do it for a meal.
One meal.
Oh,
that is so funny. Well, so Dr. Leah, you're right. We understand that, and I think that we're going to really talk about this a lot on the show this month about baby steps, because it really doesn't work. It's like you have to take baby steps.
You know, if we could say we want to lose 5 pounds, I said to Pam when I came back, Dr. Leah, I said, if we lose a pound a week for this entire year, we'll lose 52 pounds.
That's a lot of weight.
Yes.
Because you can't, It's hard to lose a pound a week and sustain it, because your body will start to say, hey, I'm starving, and it will actually slow its own metabolism down because it thinks that it's losing weight too fast.
At a pound a week?
A pound a week?
Well, it's...
Dr. Leah, don't tell me this.
It becomes, you know, the cumulative effect of it.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's because a lot of people, when they start losing weight, lose 5 or 6 pounds a week.
No, I know, and that's exactly. Well, that's what you said, and I said, no, that's not good. We don't want to lose 5 pounds, because then it really just comes back on. As soon as you eat Saturday night, goes the weight back on again.
But 5 pounds a month would be okay.
Yeah, that would be okay. If you can sustain it, that would be okay. And you both are accountable to each other.
Yes, that's the key.
Right.
Well, if she'd call me, maybe we could be accountable.
Oh, she did it yesterday. She walks into the office, and I said, how'd you do today? And she goes, I lost a pound. I went, oh, that's nice. I didn't.
Yeah, yeah, so you guys see? Gotta keep it, you know, how's your weight loss going?
That's right.
Yeah, I tell patients, check in with me. Email me and tell me how you're doing.
You're right.
Oh,
it really does.
Be accountable to somebody
That's good for our listeners. That's good for our listeners to know that you'll do that for them, Dr.
Leah.
Really,
that's nice.
One. How many doctors do that?
Well,
who answers their email?
No kidding. One of those, what's that show called, the weight loss show?
Biggest Loser.
Biggest
she
loser.
Said she got a Biggest Loser for Wii. And she has a Wii at home, and she got this Biggest Loser game, and it makes you accountable to it. You have to check in. It tells you your calorie count. It tells you all this different stuff.
Really?
That you've done, or how much, you know, what your workout needs to be that day.
Oh,
and
really?
And what you need to eat that day in order to lose so much weight. So it's actually, she's like, I love it, because I can check in with it. But she says, my husband's also accountable. I mean, they're really good partners, and so they're accountable to each other.
Well, that sounds good.
Thing with
well,
any type of change.
You
I
know,
agree.
It's interesting. Dr. Oz did a show on weight loss Monday, mm-hmm. and basically, he just said there are 5 foods you need to take out of your diet.
That's right.
Which, of course, we all know what those foods are. White flour.
Sugar.
Sugar. And, of course, syrup. And then the fats, the bad fats.
Bad fats.
But the point is that instead of white bread, you have whole grain bread. Instead of, you know, so he showed you can still eat really healthy. I mean, you can eat really good food. And that will cut a lot of calories. Just cutting out alcohol. Which Rochelle and I are doing cuts a lot of calories. So I think there's lots of ways to do it. And if anything, if you can say for the most part 21 days, I'll do this. I like that. I just have one question for you.
Yeah.
Does cinnamon and honey help you? Is that a natural remedy?
Cinnamon and honey.
Oh, cinnamon. Well, cinnamon's good for blood sugar.
Well, I know cinnamon is, but
and honey can help with allergies.
Allergies.
No, it can.
Because there was a report I emailed you that said honey and cinnamon, worst of all, if you take it twice a day, helps you lose weight with warm water,
right.
You take honey and
which
cinnamon.
Which is easy to do.
Honey also helps to balance out your blood sugar.
Does it?
Now,
does.
If you take little bits throughout the day, it can help keep your blood sugar more stable.
Really?
And the other, honey, as an aside, can help with GERD or reflux.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because there's a couple patients, actually like 3 patients of mine that recently said, yeah, I read this report about having a teaspoon of honey before bed, and it helps with GERD, and they tried it, and it really
helped. What's GERD?
It's like reflux.
GERD, I'm sorry, reflux.
Reflux.
Oh, thank you.
Or heartburn.
Okay.
Heartburn. Sorry.
But, you know, it also helps a scratchy throat. So
yeah,
I've,
it coats it.
Yeah.
It coats
so
the,
I've been taking some.
The area.
And I haven't had my whiskey with it. I'm just doing honey and lemon and hot water. I'm being very
good.
A little
hotty toddy.
A little hotty toddy without the toddy.
Without the toddy.
Without the toddy.
I'll tell you what, one of the things I'd like to talk about when you come on and do your show are some of the benefits of these natural remedies. And, mm-hmm. and you know, because there's so many things on the internet now, it's very confusing. You know, I got this whole report. It helps arthritis. It does all this stuff. And you think, well, is this really true? And do I need to go get a certain kind? Of honey, because it's very confusing, Dr. Leah. So I know if I'm confused, our listeners are confused.
We should do something. I'd love to do a show on that.
Okay.
That'd be great.
I'd love to.
That's what we'll do for the new year.
We're going to tell everyone, of course, they need to come and see you. Go to chatwithwomen.com, and Dr. Leah's information is on our website. And all of her 2 years of tips.
Oh, it's incredible.
Shows. I mean,
a plethora of information.
You can learn a lot. Go ahead and give out your information, Dr. Leah.
I'm in Bellevue at 425- 452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com, and all my information's on chatwithwomen.com, too.
So, you know what, to our listeners, start the year off right and go see Dr. Leah.
Get your blood work done.
Get your blood work
and
done.
And find out if you need
vitamin D.
Well,
hello.
We know we need vitamin D, but how much you need
That's right.
is the key.
So call Dr. Leah.
Thank you, Dr.
Thanks,
Leah.
Dr.
Thanks,
Leah.
Have a great day.